Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Osai. The next midah, Oides HaTzedakos, according to many Mepharshim, refers to the mitzvah of tzedakah, giving money to poor people. But according to other Mepharshim, tzedakos here means justice or acts of justice. If you take a look at the Tiferes Yisrael on the spot, he writes as follows: Olgam Oides HaTzedakos, V'yedav L'Liba Ma'od Kashir B'nei Adam Miriam Zelizeh. Has to bother him on a deep level, emotionally, when he sees that people are not treating others fairly. They're not being nice to one another. He's Gabri Karilo Shia La Ashuk. And when he sees that, he's going to run and he's going to do whatever he can to save someone who is at a disadvantage and is being hurt as a result. The Lismochide Hamate Vachavero, and likewise, he's going to support and help someone who's trying to do good, to do chesed for another individual. And we find this meeting demonstrated by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because Moshe Rabbeinu goes to help and to defend the daughters of a non-Jew, the daughters of Yisro, from those who are abusing them. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we see here, is the paradigm of one who asserts himself and intervenes, even when, strictly speaking, it isn't his business, so to speak, because he can't bear to watch the underdog suffer at the hands of someone who's more powerful, someone who is abusing that power. It's interesting, because even before the incident that the Tiferes Yisrael mentions, the Bnos Yisro that Moshe saved, in truth, the very first time that he appears on the scene as an adult, he does that same thing. He jumps in and protects a Jew from the Mitzri taskmaster who's trying to beat him. He was on the sidelines, but he stepped in because that was tzedek, and he couldn't just stand idly by. So apparently, if we're goris this kinyan in our list, and not everyone is, it would intimate that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Makabala Torah, exemplified this midah dafka as part of the portfolio of characteristics that formed his credentials to be the one who could bring the Torah into this world, to bring the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Maybe it's up there in the front because it's one of the first things that is conveyed to us about Moshe Rabbeinu. So in the end of the day, it would seem very fitting that it should be one of the Kinyanei Torah for us to also master. Reb Nevenzahl, in his Sefer on Pesach, addresses this Midah Moshe Rabbeinu in order to frame the nature of the emotion of Ava wherever it's to be found in the Torah. It could be Avos Brios, Avos Eretz Yisrael, and so on. So here we have Moshe, who's an Oyv Tzedek. What does it really mean to love anything for that matter? After all, there's a very basic obligation in the Torah, one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidios, V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, that one must love Hashem. But you have to love Hashem b'chol levavecha, with your entire heart. So ask the Chovas HaLevavos, if my entire heart is supposed to be given over to love of Hashem, and if you look at the Chinuch and the Rambam, when they define the Mishnah, when they define the Mitzvah, sorry, it's a total focus on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. So how is there room for me to love anything besides Hashem? By definition, my Avos Hashem would be lacking. It wouldn't be wholehearted. So how can there also be an inyan of Avos Yisrael, Avos Abrios, Avos Eretz Yisrael, and so forth? So the answer is that there can be coexistence when and if it's all the same love. Whatever it is that I love, if I love it because Hashem tells me to, or because Hashem himself loves this or he loves that, then that love is part and parcel of my love for Hashem. I love Eretz Yisrael, not independently, not simply as a wonderful place to live, but it's part of the rubric of priorities that the Torah imparts to us. And I love Hashem, and He chooses this land, so Mamela, I love that land as well. I can even love my family and friends as part of my relationship with Hashem, because He loves them. They're His children. And so my love for Him, for the Ribono Shel Olam, is expressed also by loving what He and whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Moshe Rabbeinu's love for justice was rooted in His love for Hashem. What David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, Parakuf Gimel, Osei tzedakas Hashem u'mishpatim l'chol ashukim. Exactly as the Tiferes Yisrael described Moshe. If tzedek is Hashem's priority, He's the osei tzedakos, so it's mine as well. It's also my priority. That's the meaning of oiv tzedakos. Not just to act justly, v'lachto b'drachav, but to have a love for the value of justice and to be prepared to act on its behalf. And that love is rooted in the love for Hashem. Perhaps that's what the Tana is alluding to here. That tzedek, while it could be something we'd imagine is sichli, it's maybe for some there's an a priori value of justice. Kinyanei Torah demand the perspective of bittul and the perspective of hisbatul, my own human perception, to Hashem's value system as the root of my thinking and my judgment, because my ava for Hashem inevitably will lead me to love what He loves and what He has commanded me to love. And what this means practically is also that any ava that one feels is only legitimate if it's consistent with Avos Hashem. It can't contradict or conflict with any Torah value, otherwise the Av itself is unjustified and is untenable, even if it goes against the grain of the values of others in our surroundings. I recommend the Maror Malkum, just because it was so recent. Torsky Shlita gave a shiur for TorahWeb.org at the end of April on the topic of being politically correct. Very, very sotistic and overlaps on this subject. Likewise, the tzedek that one must come to love, oy vesa tzedakos, the tzedek that we adopt and the tzedek that we project need to be a tzedek that's selected and defined with a bittul to what Torah and Halacha calls justice. It isn't at all merely about saving the underdog, but about what the Torah defines as just. And upon that backdrop, it's really no wonder at all that this is one of the Kinyani HaTorah. Because how could one imagine acquiring Torah without a bittul to the Ratzon that's expressed in the Torah, the Ratzon Hashem?